Our theme tonight comes from one member of the Solaria team who has military experience. He says, "What is the effective range of an excuse? 0 meters." It was the perfect expression for what was happening with the missing money this week. There were plenty of excuses as why there were $21 trillion missing from the Department of Defense. And of course, all of them had a range of 0 meters. The story of 21 trillion is really starting to reverberate, and I think this is only the beginning as there's a dawning realization that this is, in fact, real money. But also, there's a systemic lack of integrity and destructiveness from it is becoming ever more apparent, especially as the debt growth model is over, because you can't just print more paper to cover it up. So, to give you an example, the Fed raised interest rates again this week, and they're talking about bumping it 4 times next year. But let's look at the fundamental unfairness in the system. The large banks can now borrow at 1 to 1.5%, while the citizens who fund their bank deposit insurance and just finish funding 27 trillion plus in bailouts have to pay 10 to 25% to borrow money. That's quite an arbitrage. The banks have real tax rates that are lower than the citizens, again, who fund their bank deposit insurance and bailouts. And they're not subject to prosecution for crimes. We've seen massive crimes by the large banks and very few, if any, prosecutions, although bankers are getting assassinated behind the scenes. But banks are also not subject to the death penalty. So if a human commits a essentially murder, they go to jail and they are subject to a death penalty. But if a bank commits murder, they are not subject to a death penalty. So there's a tremendous uneven treatment of a citizen versus the banks that they basically fund with their deposit insurance and bailouts. So this is a formula that reflects the absence of markets and the absence of law and the absence of transparency. The more that becomes apparent and people believe it's a rigged system, the more the $21 trillion dollars in missing money will matter, particularly to people who are having their pension funds and other benefits cut. So let's look at what happened this week and this fall vis-a-vis the story of the $21 trillion in missing money. Dr. Skidmore published his report on September 23rd, and then we published the Solaria Report interview with Dr. Skidmore on September 28th. If you haven't listened to it, I recommend it. Now, just as background, Lockheed Martin, who had run the DoD, the majority of the or the biggest slug of the DoD information and payment systems, spun their IT division out after the end of 2015. Fiscal 2015 was when DoD was missing 6.5 trillion. So after the close of the year, but before the publication of the 2015 audit, Lockheed, I called it cuts and run. If I have a little commentary on it called Lockheed Cuts and Run. Now, the New York Fed, who was it was the Fed member banks, this depository for the U.S. government, who affected these transactions. So you have Lockheed and other contractor payment systems connecting with the Fed and the Fed member banks, this depository. So on Saturday, October 7th, essentially right after we published the Skidmore report and the September 28th Solaria report, the New York Fed has to call 100 fire trucks down to the New York Fed on Wall Street. There's a fire on the roof that got caught by there being a fire in the fireplace that no one apparently had used for a long time, and you kind of wonder who was burning what records that night. Remember, they can't spin their payment system division out the way Lockheed Martin can. December 3rd, so just last week, Dr. Skidmore had a wonderful interview with Greg Hunter at USA Watchdog, who published it, and or that was 10 days ago, Sunday. And then December 7th, 4 days later, the Department of Defense announces an agency-wide audit, which they refer to as the first-time-ever agency audit. Well, I've heard many times the department saying it's finally having an audit, or it's completing an audit, or it will have an audit done by 2017. So the idea of this being a first is frankly got me shaking my head. suddenly we see NPR and Reuters come out with major stories, very professionally done, about what a big deal this first-time audit is. Now, remember, under the financial management laws, DOD was required to produce an audited financial statement in the mid-90s. So this is 20 years later, and they still haven't produced an audit. Remember, it was an audit team that got blown up when the Pentagon got hit, the office working on the audit or slash investigation of the missing money got blown up. Anyway, so big professional stories from NPR and Reuters, but basically recycling the old spin. It's complicated. It's very hard. Systems don't talk to each other. None of these make any sense, but they keep rolling them out. Then on December 8th, Forbes, thanks to Dr. Lawrence Kotlikoff of Boston University, very famous economist and someone who's spoken out a great deal over the last couple of years about the challenges of our pension fund system and the funding of our pension fund system, published a story co-authored with Dr. Kotlikoff and Dr. Skidmore. Very well done. Mark did a great job preparing that and briefing and educating Kotlikoff. And so you've got two real smart guys. And so that was very exciting. And it was a big deal because I think Forbes, for me, is the most credible of the business magazines. And so Forbes within the financial world is a very serious piece. And so Kotlikoff certainly has an excellent reputation. So that's the first sort of crack through into the more traditional financial media, and was a very big deal. And then on December 11th, you got to give them credit, Michigan State University published an article on their MSU Today space on their website on Dr. Skidmore's efforts and the students who helped him. And that is a very big deal. So now we have Kotlikoff and Michigan State University affirming the $21 trillion. And not only doing that, but Kotlikoff and Skidmore were both very taken aback by the fact that after we published the September report, the Department of Defense proceeded to take all or many of the documents down. What was interesting is I was adamant that before we published, we had to download copies of all the documents, put them up on the server, on the Solaris server, and use the Solaris server as the main link, and simply put the DOD links in the footnotes, because I've been to this rodeo before. Anyway, so I think Dr. Skidmore at the time thought I was being a little intense about it, but sure enough, he was quite stunned when they pulled the documents. Well, now we were informed on December 11th that, the documents are back up. We were just reorganizing our website and they're on another location. Of course, this is after Forbes and several people made a big deal about the fact that they'd taken the documents down, and it didn't matter since we already had them up on our website. So we've spent several days now searching for the new URLs and trying to add those to the in the footnotes, we on the missing money, it's missingmoney.solari.com, the special missing money web presentation that we've done. We have the original document on the Solari server, and then a footnote to the original URL, which is not working for most of them, and then a link to the new URL if we found it. And that's been several days' work. So these guys do know how to keep you busy. Okay, so Michigan State University publishes its article on Dr. Skidmore and his students' effort. And then on December 12th, Trump signs a $700 billion defense bill, depending on how you count it, anywhere from a $56 to $70 billion increase. And sure enough, Lockheed gets funding for 90 F-35s. That should be approximately $10 billion order. And Trump announces the creation of the U.S. Space Corps under the Air Force. Of course, Lockheed being a major provider of many different things, including satellites and directed energy weapons, should do just hunky-dory on that as well. So the message from the week from the U.S. government is to the victor go the spoils, or crime pays. The budget, or the authorization, which was technically called the 2018 National Defense Authorization Act, provided for a 2.4% pay raise for the troops and special pay for situations like combat and hazardous duty and bonuses for reenlistment, and that's a significantly larger pay raise than the civilian bureaucracy is going to get. So what does this all mean? Well, if you sort of look at how the stories move virally, it's moving virally now in a way that it hasn't. And I think if you look at the sort of interest in comments, people are beginning to realize, wait a minute, this is real money. And we can't afford to operate this way. So what do I think is going on? First of all, I think you have, if you look at the current leadership, or it's really new leadership, they're just there for almost a year. You have a professional military that is going to use these headlines, and they're going to use an audit to get much greater financial control. And they're going to use that financial control to try and organize the DOD and the services to be more performance oriented as opposed to political. So maybe you want to consider this draining the swamp, but Congress uses the DOD budget to reward their friends and generate stock market profits. And contractors, in my opinion, really have abused the privileges that they have. They have way too much power vis-a-vis the line military. So, you know, the hope is that you can use the situation to get the military back out of a political operation into a much more performance operation. I continue to believe that the military faction who won the campaign using Trump sort of settled their disputes this summer with Gates and the techies. And one of the things that came out of that, of course, is the military now swinging a big contract over to Amazon. You wonder if they're trying to get out of Lockheed and into Amazon, sort of out of one fire and into another. It's over the last 2 years, the CIA and now all 17 intelligence agencies are in the Amazon cloud. And it looked to me like DOD was joining that cloud. But interestingly enough, since these stories started to pop on December 13, Amazon has been the biggest user of our website. And in recent days, they were the biggest user by about 1,000 times after the Forbes and the MSU piece. So made me sort of wonder if they weren't sucking up the whole website to go into the CIA cloud for analysis. We'll have to see what comes out of that. What do I want? Because I'm going to continue to beat these drums. I want to reverse the spin in favor of human sovereignty, and I want to see government money spent in a positive return on investment as opposed to a negative return on investment. I'm sick of seeing the corruption and the waste, and I know that we could get something that starts generating a much bigger pie as opposed to making a few people rich. So I'm sick of seeing the waste of what's going on. So let's see what the new leadership at DOD and in the administration do. But one way or another, with the debt growth model over, we cannot afford the corruption and waste that we have been, I won't say enjoying, but has defined Washington for the last 20 years. You can't allow taxpayers' money to richly subsidize a group that can then tag themselves as productive, and the people that providing the subsidy is unproductive while they continue to tax and drain the productive. So this is going to continue to be an important effort at Solaria. We're going to continue to try and keep the missingmoney.solaria.com website or web presentation for the missing money dedicated to the missing money updated. And I'm hoping to see Dr. Skidmore do some more interviews that attract more attention, because I think he and his scholars and Michigan State University deserve enormous credit for the contribution that they've made to sort of really bring this story out and into a wider community, including an academic community. Anyway, in the footnote dance with DOD, I'm sure will keep us busy. Talk about flushing out the fake news. There were several comments on Zero Hedge the other day that they kept pushing the audit piece and wouldn't bring up the $21 trillion, wouldn't republish Skidmore's study, wouldn't republish the Forbes piece, the MSU piece, not one mention of the $21 trillion. Really kind of flushed out Zero Hedge's. You know, it's too bad because they do some great pieces and I tend to publish them, but you know, when it comes down to the really tough stuff, they wouldn't touch it. And you sort of wonder who's buttering their bread.